Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the City Confessions. I can't believe this is like the 97th episode, I believe. It's just wild to think that I've been doing it for 3 years now. So I'm so excited. Today, I have Christina Ang. She is a fashion design student at the Parsons School of Design in New York City. She's also a sustainability advocate and freelance writer and a fellow podcast host for The Life of a Fashion Student. So I love that. Did I pronounce your name correctly, by the way?
Yes, you pronounced it perfect.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you so much for having me on here. I'm so excited.
Well, let's tell our listeners, you actually reached out to me, and I always love that because I find that the people who do the reaching out, it says one, a lot about their character, and two, that it's like a natural attraction, if that makes sense. Like, obviously, yeah, you wouldn't just reach out to like any type of podcast if you didn't feel. So, okay, why don't we begin by having you introduce yourself, tell the listeners who you are, what you do, and of course, what your relationship is with New York City.
Yes, of course. I think you said it all perfectly. My name is Christina Ang. I'm a fashion design student in New York City. I attend the Parsons School of Design, and I'm kind of like doing a whole bunch of things right now. I'm like, I've been interning in the fashion industry since I was like in high school. I'm doing my own podcast right now. It's a solo podcast. And I'm also like a sustainability freelance writer, which is like something new that I've been getting into. But yeah, and my relationship to New York City is, it's one of my biggest inspirations. New York City is, it's obviously my home. I was born and raised in New York City. And yeah, it's just a place where I'm constantly inspired, and it's why I am the way I am today, if that makes sense.
Yes, I totally understand. So what part did you grow up in?
I grew up in Queens, and that's where I am currently and have always been. And New York City, it's like the city Manhattan itself. It's just, I've always traveled back and forth between them, like Queens and the city. And I'm only like 30 minutes away, so it's not like crazy far away. But the city has become a place where I, you know, all my jobs are there. I work there. I obviously go to school there because that's where my school is located. So it's just been like a pivotal place for me. And, you know, I spend time there. I spend time with my friend there. I go shopping there. Like everything is there for me.
No, I love that. I mean, I grew up in the city, not to say that Queens isn't, but like in Manhattan, that's what I meant. And it's so funny because growing up in Manhattan, I never really ventured out to Brooklyn or Queens. I mean, minimally. Yeah. And now that I'm growing older, I currently reside in Brooklyn now, but Queens is still a borough that I haven't really explored. But I definitely do believe there is so many like hidden gems, and each borough has its own charm. So I need to go out to Queens more.
Yeah, no. And also, like, I would, you know, I have a place in upstate New York as well. And ever since like quarantine and COVID, I've been traveling up there like every weekend just to get an escape, because like most of the days on the weekdays, I'm just at home doing work and I just need to clear my mind and just go to the countryside. So I've been going up there every weekend, and just like this whole other part of New York, that's, it's so amazing and there's so much to do. So I would definitely urge you and anyone who just feels like stuck in the city and just wants to see something else to just go upstate, go to the Catskills and just explore.
Wait, I am so jealous you have a place upstate. Let me tell you, like before the pandemic, I've always wanted to experience the fall foliage in Catskills. And then obviously we couldn't travel, and that's like one of my biggest loves in life. So I went to the Catskills 3 times last fall. Honestly, like two weekends apart, and it was so beautiful.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I agree. I feel like it's always good to have an escape, and just like how lucky you are to be able to like have somewhere to actually go, you know?
I know. I am really lucky, and a lot of my friends when they see in my stories that I'm just like upstate every weekend, they're how are you going upstate every single weekend? And I don't like to put out there like, oh, like I have a place up there, but I'm just like, yeah, it's just like I'm pretty much like a local in upstate New York as well. It's because like mm-hmm. that has also been my home since I was young. But it's just
so what it, part?
Yeah, what I'm actually located in the town of Catskills.
Oh wow.
So Catskills, New York itself is like a big, it's like a big area, but I'm located in the town of Catskills. And that's close to like many small different towns that I love, like Hudson and mm-hmm. Rhinebeck, Woodstock. Mm-hmm. It's just a little cute
that's
town.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I'm like jealous, but it's okay. So I know that you, I guess, are very into obviously fashion. This is the industry that you want to be in. Mm-hmm. When was that moment that clicked for you that mm-hmm. you were like, this is the career path that I want to embark on?
Yeah, I love talking about this because it's something that's not put out there, that I don't put out there that much, but I'm like tapping into it more recently. But I come from a like special, like a science and STEM background, if that makes sense. So my high school, I went to like a specialized high school that we have in New York City, you know, like Stuyvesant and Bronx Science and all of those things. I took a specialized high school test, and I've been studying for that like in middle school, and I got into Bronx Science, which is like one of the top tier schools in New York City for STEM. And so I went there and pursued that for like all of my high school years. It was very rigorous and very intense. And at that point, like in high school, I was like, okay, I'm pretty much going to follow this science path. Like I'm going to probably study chemistry or something. But I always loved art. I always loved designing and being creative. That was just something that when I was young, it was like instilled in me. But I never like thought that it would be practical to pursue a career in the arts, just like in any other, you know, person in high school having like a crisis. Just, mm-hmm. I didn't know if it was something that I could pursue, but towards the end of my senior year, I kind of just took that leap. And I took a risk, but I had like a teacher helping me in school. And I applied to 5 art schools, art and design schools, and got into my first choice, which was Parsons, and committed to it, obviously. And that's where I am at now.
What year are you?
I'm a junior currently.
Okay. So that is so interesting. And of course, I know what Bronx Science is. I mean, being in New York, it's kind of like, for those who don't know, we take this test and it's basically like the Ivy League of high schools, I guess you can say, right? Have you because you're younger, have you heard of the Brooklyn Latin School?
Yes, I have. Did you go there?
I went there. I was the first graduating class, actually. So it's so funny I always joke and say all the rejects.
Brooklyn. No,
but it's somewhat true because I like just missed the cut to get into like Brooklyn Tech and like Stuyvesant and all that. And then this new school, I guess, was like developing. And it was honestly a risk because there was nothing to go off of. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I don't know if I think they still do this, but like we wore uniforms.
Oh, wow.
And we followed the curriculum of Boston Latin, which is actually where Benjamin Franklin went.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
I'm going off topic now, but it's just so interesting because now it's more established. But mm-hmm. when I went, we were like the guinea pigs. So,
yeah, oh, my gosh.
Really random.
But that's like a fun fact, though. Like you were the first class of Brooklyn Latin.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you cool. understand, but other people probably be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I 100% understand. And it was just, I don't know, my years throughout high school, I never say I regret them or that I regret going mm-hmm. to Bronx Science. I actually have a twin sister. And
oh my God.
A big reason why I went to Bronx Science as well is because she had also gotten in. So it was just like, it was perfect. Like we went to the same middle school, obviously. And like we got into the same high school. Of course, we're going to go together and be together and like support each other. So
what is she doing? Like,
she's interested. She's completely different than I am. I'm like, I mean, she's also very creative too, and like very visually very visually stimulated, but she is going to, she's studying environmental science in college and following that STEM pathway and doing, and she's interested in marine biology and all of those things in research. So we're super different. And that's why I think also a lot of the times when we were growing up, it wasn't that competitive because we had completely different interests. Like the internships that I wanted, she didn't want, the jobs that we were going for, like all those kinds of things. It was, that's where we were able to really help each other in our own paths.
Oh, I love that. That is such a great thing, like sibling love. I have one friend who has a twin brother, and but they're so alike. Like they are in the same field. They dorm together. They're like almost inseparable. Obviously different personalities, but it's always interesting to I feel like it's either, obviously it's either one or the other. Like you guys are either completely alike or like completely opposite.
So. I know, and that's what they also say about twins is, like, you either completely love each other or completely hate each other. I don't know how true that is, but it's, like...
I don't think you can hate each other.
I don't know. I've seen some twins that are just completely I don't know. Don't ask me, because, like, I have a different relationship with my sister, but some twins that I've met that just, like, completely despise each other and, like, they don't even acknowledge each other in the hallways or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I feel like that bond is just unbreakable, though.
I know. I think they just... sometimes they treat each other that way, but like they know that they're bonded for life and that they love each other. It's just like it's a weird thing, but people like always asking me when I was growing up, like, what is it like to have a twin? Even now people are still, when they first meet me, they're like, what is it like to have a twin? And I don't know, like, I don't even know what to say to that. Cause when you have a twin, it's just like, oh, she's just my sister. But I guess it's like, and we're identical too. We don't look that similar now because like we've grown into our own looks, but yeah, so
that
is
such a fun fact. I love it.
Yeah, I'm super close with my twin sister, and we always encourage each other. We always help each other with projects, and I mean, like, the goal is in the future. I want to do something with my twin sister, like start a project together, start a business together.
Yes, I love it. This is making me so happy. I'm literally smiling from like ear to ear just because I'm the middle child. I have two sisters, and you know, grown older now, like we are so, so close, and I love them so much. Like obviously sometimes they're, you know, can be annoying, but
yeah,
that family bond is just so important. Like I don't know, I value family, you know, through and through and through. So
for sure, yeah. And I, like, I'm technically the middle child because I have a younger brother. Oh, and, like, I'm the younger of...
interesting.
Yeah, I'm younger than my sister by 14 minutes, which is actually a long time for twins, by the way. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I have a younger brother, too, and I love him as well. Like, you know, brother and sister, that dynamic is completely different from, like, sister and sister. But ever since quarantine, I've been getting a lot closer to my younger brother as well because we're just, like, trapped at home. Because he's still in high school, and then I obviously go to school in New York, so I'm just staying at home. But my sister is in Minnesota right now because I know.
Aww. I love that this is like something that, like, I obviously did not know you had a twin sister, and now it's just, it's like I love having this like super casual conversation because things just come up.
For sure.
I just go wherever the conversation takes us. But I'm so curious to know, as a student now, because, you know, with the pandemic, how has that shift have been? And are you right now, are you commuting to school? Or like what? Walk me through your schedule and all of that.
Yeah, so it's surprisingly, and I think you'll have a lot of students tell you this, it's a lot busier now. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know why that is. I think it's because, I mean, my theory is that professors and schools are trying to compensate for like not having that in-person experience. So they're trying to like assign more work. And like, I have my own thoughts about that because I don't think that's the way to do it. But currently our school is not open for in-person. I mean, they do allow you to come in, but there's like an extensive, like you have to do so many health checks and then you have to make sure you're COVID free, all those kinds of things. So not many people going into the school right now. I'm literally full time at home doing homework and doing work as well because I work remotely. I do travel once a week to the city because I go in for my internship. But I went from going to the city, but not even 5 days a week, 7 days a week, because I would go into the weekends too to just hang out with my friends or do more schoolwork, to going in once a week. And it's just been completely different. And this is, it's like the new normal, and I'm getting pretty used to it, but I think that things, especially starting next semester in the fall, things are going to start opening up and getting a lot better. And then my school is opening up as well. So I'm going to be a full-time student in school again.
Do you miss it though?
I don't know. So many people are just, that's like a hard question because I work really well digitally and I'm really tech savvy. I'm good with computers. I'm good with technology. So, you know, I have like a desktop and I have a MacBook. I can have all of those open and do like five different things at a time and be so productive. And it's just like, I do miss a lot of the hands-on work. And obviously being like a fashion student, there's a lot of sewing involved, draping, like illustrating, but those things have weirdly all transferred online because like now there's like a digital program where you can sew online. So like I'm doing all of that, the sewing online and making prototypes online. All my illustrations like are on Procreate on my iPad. So all of it's become so technologically advanced. It's so different. Mm-hmm.
And do you think, I'm just charging my computer. Do you think when you do go back though, that they would adapt to that digital, you know, transition of all these little, not little, of all these tasks? Or do you believe, you know, it might go back to quote unquote normal? Because when I hear of sewing, mm-hmm. I think of the physical act of doing it. And I'm not too, you know, undervaluing the digital.
For sure.
But it for me, it just doesn't, I don't know, like, I'm a little confused about that, you know?
I know, no. I think definitely when we go back to school, they're going to start prioritizing, you know, physical sewing again. It's just not as easy when you're on Zoom, like, to show and demonstrate how to sew. The professors, I'm sure, are having a really hard time being able to show that to us. Mm-hmm. So I definitely understand the challenge, and I like how I'm going to be really honest, like my school has had a lot of backlash on how they've been adapting to COVID times. But I mean, honestly, I think they're doing the best they can. Mm-hmm. And we've transitioned really seamlessly. And at least I'm able to do something and present my ideas like in a digital format. So I really just like, I'm pretty chill about all this stuff. Like, as you can probably tell, a lot of people are just like, no, I want to be in person. Like I paid for this. And yes, like we paid a lot of money for like the resource and all of that. So that I'm a little bit like, like I'd love to be back in school getting my money's worth. But in the meantime, like, I think when there's like a challenge, you just have to adapt. Like, I mean, that's what like New York is about. And New Yorkers are all about like adapting to the situation at hand and just like going with the flow and like still doing it, not giving up. You know what I mean?
Yes, I love that you tie it back to New York. It's like perfect. I don't even need to ask you.
it's the mindset, really. And I've listened to past podcast episodes on here on the City Confessions and hearing what people say about New York. And it's just like, I resonate with all of those things. Mm-hmm. Like, it's why I am the way I am today, but also just like my mindset and like why I'm driven, why I'm ambitious. Like, it just, so many different things.
No, I cannot agree with you more than that. I mean, I also haven't had that many native New Yorkers. You know, I've had people who have moved here and they've been living here for X amount of years or just temporarily. And, you know, the City Confessions, it's whoever has an actual relationship with New York City. But it's so nice to meet somebody else because, again, we haven't met. But I already feel this natural like connection, and I think it is that New Yorker in you and the New Yorker in me. It's like the beauty of obviously social media and podcasting and just the way our world is right now. So I wanted to also ask you, since I mean, again, you're still young, but looking back at everything that you have accomplished and where you're at in this current moment in your life, when have you felt the most proud? Like, what has been your either career highlight or just like personal highlight?
Personal highlight. Well, like, I think like personally to me, like I'll do it separately, like personal and then like, I guess career. But like, I obviously have a long way to go in my career, but personally, the moment for me that I was most proud was getting into the Parsons School of Design. That has been, and not to sound cliche, but that has been my dream school for the longest time, ever since watching Project Runway. And that just sounds like, but no, seriously, I grew up watching Project Runway and I was just like, how do these designers do it? How do they just come up with these designs, these amazing designs so fast and just like execute them? It's crazy. And I always looked up to be like that and just to be able to think on my feet. But when I saw Parsons and like them introducing Parsons on Project Runway, I was like, I was always in my head, I was like, this is the place for me. And like, this is where I belong. But obviously I was like, mentally, I was really scared because I was like, what am I going to do? Like, what job am I going to get out of art school? Like, I don't know how this is going to end. And I don't, there's not a lot of like six people to show for it that are that were really successful. So like, I'm not sure if this is going to work for me. And obviously like the pressure too, all of my friends were in Bronx Science and Stuyvesant. My twin sister was, and it just felt like I should be pursuing something in STEM. Like that's just the pressures of being in a specialized high school. And obviously nobody in Bronx Science had graduated to go to an art school or even Parsons. So that was really stressful as well. There was no one to like help me guide through that. But yeah, that's one of my biggest achievements, getting into Parsons, because I didn't think that I'd get in. I didn't think that my portfolio was good enough. I didn't think that my work was good enough. And then I applied early and I did get in. So that was a crazy moment for me. But career-wise, like I've done many internships in the past, and I started ever since I was in high school because I was like, I don't have connections. I don't have a lot of money. So I have to make a name for myself. I have to get my own foot out the door. And the only way I'm going to do that is by getting work experience, getting professional experience, meeting people, making connections for myself. So I think I don't know if you know what the CFDA is. Do you know what the CFDA? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I interned for them last year. And I interned them for a whole year. That was an incredible experience for me. And one of my like career highlights in terms of like the internships that I've ever had, because just they're such a prominent company in the fashion industry with so many amazing people, so many networking experiences. And it was just such an amazing experience to meet. I met so many designers interning with them. I met so many great people in the CFDA who now I consider like my mentors and who I'll always ask questions to. And we have such a great relationship. So that internship with CFDA changed everything for me. And it just like, it also made me stand out in terms of the applicant pool, because a lot of people that I'm going for internships now are just like, you worked with CFDA. Like, that's crazy. Like, you're so young and you intern with CFDA for like a year or two. It's just like, yeah, it's a crazy experience for me. It's still really surreal.
So hearing your story, it makes me admire you even more, just because I feel like you really stuck with your passion. And that's something that, first of all, when you know you're in high school and applying for colleges, most people don't even know what to do. And I think that's the difficult part, because you mostly try to choose the college that is known, you know, for a certain industry for you to get into, right? And yes, freshman year, you kind of take all these like electives and like random courses to get your feet wet. But it's like the societal pressures of allowing students to feel, or I guess pressuring students to feel like they need to know what they want to do for the rest of their lives at 19 is just like ridiculous. I mean, I, you know, personally went into communication, and I also actually thought I wanted to work in fashion PR. So I totally know about CFDA. I actually went to interview for them. I didn't get that, but it's okay. I interned for another designer.
God. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's amazing and awesome to get that experience at that young age. But in saying all of that, you know, it's just really admirable that you know exactly what you want to do, because trust me, like adults, half of people don't even know what they're doing, you know? And I think that's fine too. Yeah. Like, we need to normalize that. And it's totally okay to have different paths in a way. Like, I feel like I'm meant to do a bunch of things, and that's just like my personality and my interest. And there are people, you know, who want to go into medicine or law, and they know exactly what they want to do. And those two fields, you know, clearly have tons of prerequisites and requirements. But I think also, since you are in fashion, you're naturally creative. And I think creative people, it's really, really hard to stray away from your creativity.
Yeah, I feel that 100%. And just, I think even now, I feel like a lot of people that when they hear about my experiences or like like how I portray myself on social media, I guess they're like, oh my God, you have everything figured out. You know exactly where you want to go, the path you want to go down. That couldn't be farther from the truth, because now my, like, not my problem, but what my situation is now is, yes, I decided I love fashion and I love the fashion industry and I want to be a part of it. But my conflict now is just like, I don't know in what facet of the fashion industry I want to be a part of, because I love fashion design and it's like, it's my core. That's where I started in fashion. But now, I mean, right now I'm doing an internship in PR. So like, I'm super interested in PR. I've done sustainability freelance writing about fashion, and journalism is such an interesting thing to me. Like, I want to intern for magazines if that's a thing. And like, just so many different facets that like, now I don't really know what I want to do in that, in terms of like fashion. What can I do in fashion? Because there's so many different things, but I think that's okay. Like, I'm welcoming any opportunities and I'm just like kind of seeing where my path takes me. And yeah, just like, I started in fashion design, but that's, maybe I don't end up being a fashion designer and I end up being like an editor for a magazine. Like, that'd be such a crazy experience. But I'm just so open now. I used to be really scared about not having like a specific pathway to go down, but like, it's really sporadic now. And I'm just like doing internships here and there just to get that experience. And that's what I keep telling people, like all my friends as well, like, you don't have to be married to fashion design internships. Like, a lot of my friends are fashion design majors and they're like, I'm looking for a design internship. There are no design internships. And I'm just like, well, why don't you like expand? And what else are you interested in? Like, do you like graphic design? Do you like illustration? Like, you could do opportunities there as well. So yeah.
You are saying everything that I wish somebody told me at that age. The beauty of, you know, being young or being in school, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to use the word young. Just being, you know, just having all the resources that we do nowadays. I always say, like, go for it and try everything. Like, honestly, everything. Because nothing is going to be, like, a bad experience. I always say it's a learning experience. And then if it's not for you, it's not for you. It's one thing to check off to bring you closer, right, to finding, you know, your purpose or your path. But 100%. That is one thing I love hearing, because you do have this, you know, mentality and perspective, very open-minded, and that will 100% help you figure out what to do. And don't ever pigeonhole yourself into like just fashion design. And honestly, fashion design, just like the other areas you mentioned, including like journalism, you know, magazine, PR, everything is related. Like, trust me.
Exactly.
I used to hear all the time too when I was in school, and of course it's like very cliche and very common, but you know, it's not about what you do, or like, you know, it's all about who you know. And I'm telling you, like, that cannot reign more true for everything in life. A lot of people who are in the industry or in a certain position, they're not even qualified. Not to say you can't learn. Of course you can learn, but
the tea. No, I'm just kidding.
But it's so true. It's like people, so like, you can ask somebody and they're like, oh, actually I study this field in school, and it's like completely opposite. Yes. So it's all about that hustle and that drive. And I don't know, I have a weird relationship with the terminology like fake it till you make it. Like, I actually agree with it. Because I feel like once you fake it, you will make it. Like, it's one of those things where if you start feeding yourself, it's not even lies, but where you want to be, you start to like embody that, you know? So
yeah, I heard
another question I asked. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I 100% agree with that. And it's like, connections also in the fashion industry could not be more important. Like, fashion is just like, it's who you know, it's who you meet. Like, even people who you talk to for like 5 minutes and you get their contact, like, they can help you down the road and connect you with so many different people. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And then another question I asked my guests, I don't know if you answered it already, because I feel like you did, but I don't want to, you know, put words in your mouth. So like, what keeps you up at night? And is it what you just mentioned about not really knowing the exact clear path, or is there something else?
Well, that I've come to terms with, and I'm like, that doesn't keep me up at night, because I'm just like, you know what, I'm just gonna see what happens. Like, it's not like something that I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. But what does keep me up at night is, like, it's weird to say, just like my future in general, because like, I'm not scared about where I will end up. I'm just scared about if it's going to be, if I'm going to like be able to like, okay, like money's a big issue. And just something that just like you think about in the back of your head is just like scary. Just, I want to be able to provide for myself and I want to be able to provide for my family. And I have all of these dreams of like giving them everything that they've given me in life. And it's just like, will I be able to do that? And also this internal fear of like, will my parents be proud of me, I guess? I don't know. Like, they've always been supportive and they've never put pressure on me. So I don't want to make them sound like they're like, Christina, you're not doing enough, because they've always told me that I'm doing amazing things and I'm doing great. But it's just like a pressure that I put on myself. And I want to make them proud, and I want to be able to make something out of myself where I can, you know, just be that. But that's what keeps me at night. I'm kind of just like, I don't really know what my future is going to look like. Like, yeah.
And that's normal. Like, I think everybody has that kind of fear and, you know, always questioning, am I doing the right thing? Am I making my parents proud? And I do feel like when I hear you speak, you have a very high level of self-awareness. And that's always going to be such a good way for you to be back in tune with what you're doing and reassessing your life. And if, you know, it 100% life can take you in all types of directions, for sure. That's just life. But having that almost like a self pressure, I think it could be a good thing because it can like keep you in check, you know?
Yeah.
And then you can be honest with yourself and say like, okay, yes, this is working out or this isn't working out.
Yeah. No, sometimes I feel like, and I don't know, I just feel like I'm a little bit more, I put like more pressure on myself than like people my age should be, or that they are putting, because I have a lot of friends who just like close friends that I've gotten really close to. And then they've said that ever since they like met me or like started hanging out with me, they started getting more like ambitious or like driven to do things, and like not competitive, but just like more aware about what they're doing and like thinking about the future and all that. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because like in a way, like, yes, maybe I'm motivating them or inspiring them to act upon their passions or whatever, but it's just like, I don't want to be the person who like when you're hanging out with, you feel like pressure to keep doing things, because that's yeah, you know what I mean? So that's like the problem, not the problem, but like, it's just, I hope that I'm not like making people feel like they have to be competitive or they have to be ambitious when they're next to me or working with me, because that's the kind of person I am. Because that's not, like, my whole life is not about, it's not about, first of all, it's definitely not about making money, but it's not about getting all the jobs, being the most successful famous person. It's not about that. It's just something that was like, when I say it's New York, it's just like something that was instilled in me since I was young. Like, I'm just naturally, when I was young, that's what I was doing. I was applying for programs, volunteering. I was doing all those things when I was young, and that has for me gotten, when I was older, turned into this, like where I'm like getting, doing internships, doing jobs, doing podcasts on the side, like all that kind of stuff. So yeah.
No, it's great. Trust me, like that drive, it is going to be like your toolkit for sure. And you remind me of myself too, because I think when I was young as well, like I kind of did everything. I like my first job when I was 14, everybody who would like go to the movies, I never really had a social life. Like I was just so into like myself, and not in a selfish way, but always trying to expand my knowledge and like putting myself out there. And if I think about it, my parents didn't give that pressure to me. It was definitely like that New York energy. It's just like it fuels you, you know? So just run with it, girl. You're gonna be doing amazing things, trust me.
Thank you. I love that.
No, it's true. So I want to take a moment right now to just send you like love and gratitude. I really, really, really do love your energy. I honestly feel like we can talk for days because we just vibe on the same frequency.
I know. Yeah.
And yeah, no, it, and also like, I know that like, we had, well, I had to reschedule this. So I know it can be a little annoying, but thank you so much for being accommodating and flexible. And I'm so,
of course,
I'm almost like certain that somebody, you know, hearing this is like already feeling motivated.
I love that, yeah.
But we're not going to close it out yet. I just wanted to like, you know, send you my gratitude. So I know you've heard my previous episode, so I'm 100% sure you see this coming, but The podcast is called The City Confessions. And, you know, thank you so much for sharing your truth and your story. But now it's also time to ask you, Christina, if you can share a city confession. And of course, I want to preface this for any new listeners that this is just a common theme throughout my episodes. Feel free to take it the way it resonates with you. It can be a light confession. It can be like a deeper confession. But if you can share a confession, Christina, what would that be?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I thought you had one plan.
No. I didn't like sit down and like plan everything I was going to say. No. But I guess like it could be like a confession about me, right? Or like, yeah, like that's what I heard. I don't know. Maybe something that I want to confess to is like, I feel like I don't let people, I don't know. It's really hard for me to get close to people. Like, no, it's like I'm really outgoing and like I'm a personable person, but it's really hard for me to get super close to someone because like with the whole competitive mindset of like my generation and just like society in general, I'm super afraid of getting taken advantage of. And it's because it's been something that's happened to me in the past multiple times, like twice with my closest friends. And so now it's just like going into it and going to my future. It's like, I'm not to say that I'm like scarred for life, but it's like it's super hard for me to get close with people because I'm so afraid that they're going to take advantage of me or like, because like when I get close to someone, I give them my all and like I put all of my effort into that relationship. And yeah, it's happened to me in the past. So that's something I'm super wary about, but I'm getting better at kind of just like opening up to people because especially up with COVID now, it's super hard to like connect with people. Because like I'm like a face-to-face person. I believe you are as well. But yeah.
Yes. You're literally, I'm telling you, we are so similar because I'm the same way. I value friendships and relationships so much. But I definitely do not just invite anybody into like my life and my circle. It takes a while for me to trust people. But once they're in, like, they're in for life. Like, I, like, ride or die for them. I, you know, will nurture that relationship. I will cultivate it. I will try to grow it every single day.
Yeah.
But passing that gray area or that line of, you know, can I trust you? Is your vibe, your authentic and just – is it genuine, right? Does it come from a good place? I would just advise – not that you're asking me for advice, but...
Oh, no, please give it to me. I need it.
I think, you know, we can all get burned by people. And again, that might be inevitable, but your gut feeling, I know it sounds so simple, but I'm telling your gut feeling will tell you everything. Like if somebody rubs you the wrong way, even from the beginning, just trust that. And not to say that that's end all be all and don't give them a chance. But
yeah.
I feel like there are moments that I look back in my life right now and there were definitely red flags. And my issue is that I love to repaint people in a positive light. So that's if there's, so if there's, you know, if I see something, I'm like, okay, no, like they're having a bad day or like I'm such an empath that I start to make excuses and think that's not them or what is, you know, okay, but this could be what I see right now, but surely there has to be like a positive side. And then I'll look at the positive side and then that will overshadow all these like little signs. And this is one thing I learned. Yes, yeah. This is one thing I learned in therapy, you know. My therapist was like telling me you need to, like, if people show you who they are, it's like a Maya Angelou quote, just believe them. And then if they end up, you know, changing or whatever the case is, then you go from there, right? But that initial phase, it's all about trusting your gut and also setting boundaries. Like, I feel like it sounds like you are a very, like, I don't want to say people pleaser, but you are, like, a nice person, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's hard because I used to believe that if I saw these like red signs and I acted upon them, that it would make me a bad person. You know, oh, like I was like, oh my God, I think that's a reflection of me because I believe everybody's good. But that's just not the reality of it.
No, you know? And lately I've been, because it happened recently with someone that I was close to, and it's just, I got so sick and tired of invalidating my own feelings. Mm. Like I was feeling these feelings and I was just like, nah, that's just me, right? I was like, that's just me. I'm just being like whatever, paranoid, whatever, all those types of feelings. And one day I just said, and I spoke to my mom about this. I was just like, I'm going to stop doing that. Like if I feel something, if I feel a certain way, I'm not going to say, oh, like this is probably just me or whatever. It's a real feeling. And like you said, trust your gut feeling. So that's what I've been starting to do. So just this year, like I feel like I've made that significant change because I definitely would in the past be the person to just put it all on the side and give people the benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. Like too many chances though, not even just one time, I'd keep doing it to the same person. So definitely big changes this year.
Validating your feeling is so, so, so important. Yeah. Like that is the one thing that I feel like I hold dearly because it's, you know, just because you do it once doesn't mean that it will always come easy. It's not, but it just goes to show the type of person that you are, right? Because you do want to believe that the world we live in is a little positive, but it's also trusting your gut, whether or not you want to or not. It's also protecting yourself.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's we have to like all remember that. But that's like such a beautiful note to kind of end this with. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for sharing your confession. So right now it is time for you to plug away. I mean, I'm going to have all of your information in the show notes, but do you have any secret projects that you want to reveal or just any little teaser that you can tell the listeners?
Oh, I mean, something super exciting is in the summer, I'll be interning full time with Abercrombie & Fitch.
Oh my God. I used to work for Hollister, so...
Oh my God, that's amazing. But it's a super exciting experience. And hopefully if all things go well with COVID, I'll be able to go to Ohio and just like,
Ooh,
be in their headquarters. So yeah, I'm super excited about that.
That's amazing. Yeah, I feel like they rebranded within the last few years. And
oh, definitely.
I was actually like looking at their items the other day and I was like, oh, it's kind of cute. Because I feel like back then it was very much like one, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, one I know. Look. I know all of the tea back then with Abercrombie, but I definitely would not be working with them if they weren't making like significant changes.
No, yeah, they are.
Yeah. And they have like a woman CEO now and everything. So like,
we love that. Yeah, yeah. No, totally. That's so exciting. Okay, one more question before we like actually wrap it up. I know I feel like I always lie. I'm like, yeah, it's almost done. Just kidding. What is your superpower?
My superpower is... Oh, my superpower, something that I'm going to carry on without me for the rest of my life is to inspire people and like if, to get very specific, to inspire people to pursue their passions in life, because that is if one thing that I want people to know about me and just to get the vibe from me is that that I inspire people to pursue what they want to do. And that's something like a message I'll carry out with me throughout my entire life and keep, you know, helping people to do as well.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, I'm already inspired by you. So
thank you.
For those who are listening, I know it sounds so cheesy, but like follow your dreams. Exactly. You can create your own reality. Yeah, follow your dreams, guys. No, but I really do believe like creating your own reality. Like I'm so passionate about that as well. I know we have to wrap it up, but I would just leave everybody, like the listeners. It's like, your life is your life. You know what I mean? Like you only get one go at it from what we know. And it's like you have to make the most of it. Like literally anything that's like in the back of your mind that you want to do or that you're scared of doing, just go for it. It sounds, again, so like cliche, like, oh my God, but this and that. No, who cares? And once you put yourself out there, you are allowing yourself and your mind and everything to welcome that, whether or not, you know, it's going to be your ultimate calling or not. Just go going. It's like joining a game. You know what I mean? Like if you're like always on the sideline and just watching and like wishing, oh my God, I want to play. Like just go freaking go play.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
And if they don't invite you, you invite yourself.
Exactly.
Or create your own game. You know what I mean? Like
that was such a beautiful analogy. Oh my God.
I know. I've never said it before, but oh, I don't know. I just got really amped up.
Well, yeah, wait, no, that was beautiful. And you even put a curse in there as well. I love it.
Oh, man. Oh, thank you, Christina, so much. This thank was such so a much. Good, lovely talk with you. And I would love to connect with you offline or off air.
Of course, please. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I hope you guys all enjoyed this episode and stay tuned for next week's. As you know, I am very consistent with my weekly episodes. All right. Bye.